no fruit. I've mentioned before that we are chicken tenders. We have a small flock of laying hens. Our coop had been empty for some time when I received a message asking if we could adopt a flock of 10 young hens that were not allowed to move with their current owners. My grandson jumped excitedly at the idea. Of course, he vowed to care for them twice daily and keep their coop clean, and for the most part he does, but not without grumbling. We watched expectantly over the next couple of months for the appearance of the first egg. One morning, I fed them, and as I observed them, the one standing on the rail in front of me let out a broken... I looked at the chicken suspiciously and asked, "What did you say?" He repeated the broken message. Suddenly, I felt betrayed. I said to the chicken, "You are not what you are supposed to be, and you don't belong here." But we let him stay and named him Roger. In case you are unaware, a rooster is not necessary for a hen to lay eggs, unless you also plan to hatch them. Eggs are fertilized after they are laid. I wasn't looking for a rooster in the flock, so I was caught off guard when he spoke. I believed what I was told. Well, kind of. I know that chicks are extremely hard to sex. What about you? Are you a trusting soul? Do you take at face value what you are told, expecting others to be as honest as you? It's time to wake up. Beware of the false prophets. They come to you wearing sheep's clothing, but underneath they are hungry wolves. Matthew 7:15. They are masters of disguise and will deceive many. I have been chastised many times for being too trusting, and occasionally it costs me. I hate to have to be suspicious, but blindly following could be the biggest mistake of my life. Dear friends, don't trust every spirit. On the contrary, test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. 1 John 4:1. You will recognize them by their fruit. Matthew 7:16. Test me as well. Open your Bible. Make sure I'm using God's word and I'm not on my own agenda.